Blog Talk Radio.
Intro, Public Enemy, number one. Again, I would like to introduce myself as Coach Lee. I am your host for this show. We're going to be talking about women's football. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about it all here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You can also call in at area code 347-826-7278. Once again, 347-826-7278. Why am I doing this? Who am I? You know, just like what Public Enemy was talking about. You know what? I used to be a square back in the day. I played football all day. I am Dion Lee, the owner and coach of the Las Vegas Showgirls, the creator of the Women's Football Camp and Conference, the creator of the number one networking board for women's football, womenstacklefootballgroup.mean.com. That is who I am. I am an innovator, motivator, all that. And I'm also the coach. The coach is me, Coach Lee. This show is going to be rocking and rolling. It's going to be a little bit different than what you've used to hearing regarding to women's football. With respect to all the other coaches' shows, this is going to be the best show. I only shoot to be number one. Come on, y'all. Dun, 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 dun. Again, this is a different personality that you've never seen before from Coach Lee. I've always been the serious type because I'm a businessman. You know, I like to have some fun. I like to do a lot of joking around and kidding. You know, that's what gets us through the day. I just got off a grind about 30 minutes ago, came straight to the home studio here to bring this show to you. And speaking of shows and bringing it to you, let me introduce my two sponsors for the evening. We got Enterprise Rent-A-Car as one of our sponsors, and also one of our other national sponsors is Adidas. So let me give you about 30 seconds of their commercial at this point in time so that I can give them the valid opportunities to let everybody know that they are rocking the house with us. So here we go.
All the people gave and the poor got paid. And I was no speakers, I did speak. I wore my sneakers, but I'm not a thief. My Adidas took the stand of a foreign land with Mike in it. I told them to command. My Adidas and D clothes as can be. We make
that was my Adidas, because Adidas is sponsoring the women's football camp. They're sponsoring Four Quarters with Coach Lee. They're sponsoring the Las Vegas Showgirls, and they're also sponsoring all other women's football teams in 2010. I've been working on that. And my second sponsor was Enterprise.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
We definitely pick you up with Enterprise. Now, back to my show, Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Again, you can call in at the five-minute drive towards the end of the show at 347-826-7278. The topic for the first quarter was, who am I, what am I, and what am I doing here? So the first question to myself would be, what is my history in football? Well, I've been around football for 32 years. Actually, I've been around football 38 years. I'm a son of a coach. So as soon as I came out the womb, I was in the cutting room scouting other teams. My dad was a high school football coach in Compton, California at Dominguez High School. I went to practice every day. I've always wanted to play football. From there, I played Pop Warner football. I played for 4 years before it was taken away from me. So I have a little passion about women's football. I understand what it's like not to have football in your life and not being able to play, not because of choice, but because somebody else is giving you rules and regulations why you can't. In my situation, I happen to be what we call underweight. I was a little fella, a little bitty fella back in the day. I was probably the best football player out there, the fastest guy out there, but we had weight restrictions. So I always have that small dog mentality, you know, don't tell me I can't. So some people out there don't like that tone, but I just can't help it, you know. I got that chihuahua mentality. You don't tell me I can't hang with the big dogs. But football was taken away from me for about 3 years because I was under the playing weight for my age group. It wasn't until I got to high school at the number one high school football team in the country, which is Carson High School, located in Carson, California, where I got an opportunity to play because there's no weight restriction. Of course, I got overlooked due to the fact that I was probably about 5'4", maybe 100 pounds in the 10th grade. No, actually, I wasn't even 100 pounds. I was actually 97 pounds in the 10th grade. And wind up, you know, didn't get the start or anything. Hey, I had to learn the hard knocks, but I was a smart football player. And the coaches couldn't deny that I didn't have the skills. They just didn't believe that I was big enough to play. In 11th grade, that changed a little bit. I gained about 7 pounds. So now I'm a whopping 108, 105, 108, somewhere around there in 11th grade, starting on the number one football team in the country. That's Carson High School. And I know I got some of my coaches out there. So what's up, Coach Love, Coach Love? It wasn't until my senior year that I actually started at 115 pounds on the number one team in the nation. We wind up losing our championship game to Granada Hills, all due to the fact that we had the big head. ESPN was calling us and the team from Pittsburgh, and I forgot their high school name, but they were ranked number two, we were ranked number one, and ESPN was trying to set up a first-ever national championship game at Dallas Stadium in Dallas, Texas. Believe it or not, both teams lost, and it never happened, and it still hasn't happened yet to this day that the two number one team, number two team in high school have played so far. But from there, you know, I ran track, I ran hurdles. I was coached by Gene Vonagel, the winningest coach in California history at one point in time. Got a scholarship, was recruited by several colleges out there, but again, my weight and my height stopped me from getting the big scholarship to other schools. I wind up going to Cal State University of Long Beach. Got a scholarship to play football there. Redshirted my freshman year, put on 20 pounds, woo-woo. What we ended at a whopping 135, 140 after my freshman year. Came back and I was a kickoff returner and started at corner. You know, size didn't matter at that point in time. So, again, we're talking about my football career. I was able to be coached by the Hall of Famer, George Allen. You know, it's not too many people out there in this world that can say they were coached by George Allen. And also Hall of Fame Oakland Raider Willie Brown as a defensive back coach. Did 1 year with George Allen before he had passed away, and then Coach. Excuse me about that. We had a coach, the DB coach. How did I forget his name? Hall of Fame Willie Brown. See, I got to call him Hall of Fame Willie Brown, and he tutored us to be great ball players. But again, he had a fascination of having these big players because he was 6'2", 225 pounds. From there, hey, I just played ball until they dropped our football program again. That was the second time in my life that football was taken away from me. That's why I have the passion that I have to elevate women's football, because of the fact that it has been taken away from me twice in my lifetime. So that's basically my history of me playing football, outside of me coaching high school at Carson High School and at Pasadena High School and some other things. How did I get into women's football? Believe it or not, I went to a championship game to go see the Dallas Diamonds play the Northern Ice. A young lady named Q Ragsdale really inspired me to want to not only coach a women's football team, but own a women's football team. I think she rushed for like 250 yards in that game. And I was like, whoa, I got to get one of those. And I'm talking about a Q Ragsdale, Lil Barry Sanders, as I call her, and a women's football team. Came here to Vegas. I was living in Vegas at the time. And decided that it would be a great place to start a team. I had a partner that we was going to develop this team and do all these other good things and allow women to play football without having to pay to play. And that lasted for about 3 years. But, you know, when you put $250,000 of your money into a product, you want results. And that's what we're getting out this year with the Las Vegas Showgirls is results. And we should be contending for a championship this year. But, again, to give the opportunity to women to play football definitely wasn't a dream of mine, but it became a dream of mine because I've always wanted to own a NFL football franchise. When we lined up in the WPFL, we thought that was the best league as far as the program was concerned, as far as how it was set up, how it was ran, how the owners had an opportunity to voice their opinion just like the NFL. We lasted in that league for 2 years. Then it started to crumble, basically. And we went off to the IWFL, thinking that that was the best fit for us. And after 1 year, it did not pan out. It just did not pan out. Too many restrictions. As an owner of a team, I would like to have a lot of say in what goes on with my team if I own a team, not letting somebody else run the team for me and telling me, you know, hey, you need somebody else to run your team. I'm like Jerry Jones. I want to be the Dallas Cowboys of the women's football. I want to be out there. I want to shine bright, you know. So I always put my team and the people around me up to that level, and I challenge all other owners and other team members out there and players to step your game up. You must step your game up as far as being part of this women's game, you know. Where do I see the game going over the next 2 to 5 years? You know, with the recession that we're in, you know, something's going to have to happen. Or I think that all 80 teams are going to shut down. And we can't say that that's a facade or anything, but the fact is there's million-dollar corporations shutting down because they're not functioning correctly. They're not working together. They're not doing the things necessary to create partnerships with each other in order to survive. You know, if I had an automobile company that just put on doors on cars, I will have to have a company that do frames. I got to be in bed with another company that does nuts and bolts. I need to be in bed with another company that does painting. So if we can all come together, we can build that car. And at this point in time, how I see it, and this is America, this is America. My opinion is we ain't there. We are not there. We ain't close to being there. And I don't think we're going to be there. But you know what? We got almost 80 teams. We got a little over 80 teams out there in two leagues right now, the IWFL and WFA. And we got to get the moving. We got to get shaking and baking here. We got to do our things. You know, hey, this is my 15-minute quarter to rant because this is Four Quarters with Coach Lee, and I am your host, Coach Lee. So I get to do that for right now. But this is not going to be the total program of my show. I'm going to have plenty of guests on the show, celebrity guests, ex-NFL players, AFL players. I'm lining up as we speak. Like I said, I played ball with some of the top NFL guys that played 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years. Two Hall of Famers I played with. And again, they're fascinated about women's football, and they're looking into possibly investing in women's football. But again, those are some of the things about Coach Lee that some people don't even know. You know, you read the chat boards and you do all these other things, and, you know, you don't know me. You don't know me. If you want to know me, hey, my email is at lasvegasshowgirls@yahoo.com, lasvegasshowgirls@yahoo.com. You can always email me. I'm always emailing back. You can also come visit me over at the Ning board at womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com. There's many ways you can contact me. You can contact me through the phone, 702-397-7487. Again, I'm not shy. I'm not holding back. If you want to talk to me and you want to get to know me, hey, there's several ways you can do that. But you know what? We're running out of time in the first quarter. Boy, you know, just like a real game. The game go by so fast in the first quarter. You got the ball, what, two times maybe, and you might have fumbled. You might have threw an interception. You might have drove down the field and missed a field goal. Heck, you might have went down to score a touchdown on the first play. But that's how the first quarter go. So what we're going to do is go into a little commercial break again. My top two sponsors for this four quarters with Coach Lee is Enterprise Rent-A-Car and Adidas.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car's here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Yeah, pick Enterprise. They'll pick you up. And for our second sponsor, Adidas. Quarters with Coach Lee. We are in the second quarter. The score is still tied up 7-7. You know, we went down and we scored. They went down and they scored. We got a chance to fill each other out. Now the coaches just got together between first quarter and second quarter to make our second quarter adjustments. Let's see what happens now as we move on to the second quarter. The topic for the second quarter is the importance of displaying a good product during the season for women's football. Now, I am a big fan of football. I am a male. And when I first heard that women played football, this was my reaction. Women playing football. Yeah, right. That was my reaction. But it took somebody like a Q Ragsdale to change my whole image and my whole mind about women playing tackle football. Again, to see somebody not only run the ball, but take a hit, spin, cut back, then cut back again, and then outrun everybody, make me look and say, you know what? Women can do anything they want to do. And if I was this jerk of a male that felt that women couldn't play football, then shame on me. But that soon changed. But believe it or not, society is still that way. And that's why it's so important, that we as football coaches, we as football owners, we as football teams, we as football leagues make sure that our product looks good on the field. From the uniforms, from the gate ticket takers, from your snack bar, from your referees, your coaching staff looking the same, having, you know, the same gear on. Just being total great products of football. And that is what is needed, you know, because ABC team in, I got to say, a place where there's no team right now, Montana, they represent me here in Vegas. And if somebody from, like, one of my sponsors, Adidas, went to a game and the product didn't look good. The uniforms looked tacky. There was no refs on the field. They're going to think that all 80 of us are the same way. So that's why it is so important that your product must appear to look good. It must appear to be good. You must make sure that your product is ready to roll in front of your fans. It takes a team. It takes an army. It takes a village to make sure that your product is looking good. Now, I've been to some of the websites. I've seen some of the pictures. And again, as a corporate guy who worked in corporate America doing marketing for every major product out there, Pepsi, record labels, every record label you can name, and work with different musicians and recording artists and taking them from no names to stardom, you know you got to know your product. You got to know how to market your product, okay? You got to know how to treat your fans because that's your customer base. You got to have a great product. Now, once you get the fans in the stands, now it's up to the coaches to make sure that they're teaching these women fundamental football. Because me as a fan of football don't want to go to a game and see every other play the ball is being hiked on the ground. I don't want to see fumbles all over the place. I don't want to see stereotypical of what I think women's football should be. I came to the game to see a football game, and that's what I want to see as a paying customer. So once again, as the fan, your job as a team, as a player, as a coach, as an owner, as a team, as a league, is to provide that service to me as a fan. So that when I pay my $10 to come see that game, I'm going to see a heck of a game. I'm going to see some great plays, and I'm going to see some great athletes. And then it's your job to follow it up and make sure that that happens for the fans in order for them to come back. Because we all know we are not packing the house. We are not packing the house for a reason, because our product is not sellable at that time. You're not making it the best that you can make it. You're not asking others that having success on how they're having success and pass that information on. What isn't a good product? You can go out there with the fancy uniforms, and you can play a team, and you can beat them 100-0. That's not a good product. For the team that won 100-0 and for the team that lost 100-0. Come on, people. Let's get real. That is not a good product. That is an inferior product. There's no way in the world should one team score 100 points on another team when we're playing football. There's different ways to slow the game down. You can play everybody. You don't have to have your first team in there blowing people out. That ain't making it a good product because, again, as a fan, I'm saying, wow, every time somebody come into our house, we're going to beat them 100-0. I don't want to go see that. I want to see a close game. I want to see that 10-7 game. I want to see that 21-17 game. I want to see that 35-28 game. That's what I want to see as a fan. And that's what we have to put out there in order for our fans, football fans, to keep coming back and back and back and back and back. All right? So, again, yeah, I sound like I'm preaching, but this is the first show. So I just got to give you the tone of what Four Quarters with Coach Lee is all about. And, again, if you want to call and drop in, you know, on that five-minute drive, that last drive that we got to have it, we got to have that score, hey, you can call in at 347-826-7278. Again, 347-826-7278. And again, on that drive, hey, we gotta get first downs on that drive. You know what I'm saying? So if when you call, hey, put your question up there, make it right, make it tight, because everything's gonna be all right when you with Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Trust me, it works out that way. Now, still in our question here, second quarter, you know, we driving down the field, we doing our thing, you know, we hitting them, they hitting us, we running sweeps, we running up the middle, we doing all this good stuff when we're talking about the good product. And what isn't a good product? But we have to create the excitement of the product. We are lacking football players out there. We are lacking football coaches out there. Are you listening? Are you listening? We are lacking. Owners, are we lacking or what in leagues? We're just dropping the ball. Because the bottom line is nobody knows what our acronyms mean. I did a research with Dr. Armstrong out of Cal State University of Long Beach. We went in L.A., and we put a whole bunch of team names and acronyms out there and did some things, and we went to Venice Beach. We had over 150 people fill out their questionnaire. Not one knew of WPFL. Not one knew of WFA. Not one knew of IWFL. Not one NWFA. But they recognized a lot of others. Why is that? If we've been around for 10 years, why is that that not even 1%, not even a half a percent of America know that women play football? Why? Because we're not excited about our product. We hide behind our product and hope that people like our product. Instead of standing up and saying, hey, this is our product, this is what we want to do, and you should be in the stands following us. The reason why? Because we don't know how. We don't know how to be that forefather person to get out there and really knock on the doors. We're not used to having people tell us no. You know, I've always been told one no is just a lot closer to that yes than I'm going to get. I'm persistent, and a lot of people know that, and I'm going to get what I want. That's the attitude that we have to take as a women's football nation. We got to take over this nation. If you guys want to continue to play as women football, we got to get excited about our product. We definitely got to get excited about our product, because if we don't get excited, then who will? You know, if you're not excited about playing football and you're not telling everybody that you know that you play football and you're not on Facebook and you're not on the Ning board and you're not on MySpace and, you know, man, I can imagine with the NFL and all these other things would have expanded a lot faster if they had the capability of what we have today. But you got to take advantage of that, and you got to make sure that you are passing the information out to those who are in your inner circle. You know, the bottom line is you got to get excited for your product. If your product is no good, then I can see why you're not excited. You know, you're embarrassed because you're losing 55-0. You know, 72-7, 77-10. Yeah, that's an embarrassment. I don't want my mama coming to see me play if I'm getting my butt whooped. No, not even close. But we got to take it upon ourselves to go out there and promote, you guys. We have to promote. We have to be in the newspapers. We got to be on the news. We got to be on the radio. We got to be on TV. It can't be just one team. And I like to give big ups to Pittsburgh. You know, getting that Fox deal, that's a great deal. Now, why can't we all go out to our local Fox operators and do the same thing? Because we're scared to say, be told no. That's the problem. Get up, let's get out there, and let's get our butts moving. If not, like I said, women's football 2 to 5 years from now will be non-existent, just like it's been in the 70s. Well, in the 70s, it was hot. In the 80s, it fell apart. In the 90s, everybody went to flag football, not that that's bad. And then, you know, it came back in 99. So, again, know your history of the game. Know where it was, where it's going, and where you want to take it. You've got to do that. So I'm challenging all female football players out there. I'm challenging all coaches out there. I'm challenging all teams. I'm challenging all owners. I'm challenging both leagues. Get off your butt and get to promoting. Because without butts in the seats, us owners cannot sustain this in this economy. So, again, create that excitement. Get it going. Get it moving. Shaking and baking. Whatever you want to call it, get to moving, baby. Get to moving. Because that's where it's at. All right? Woo! Man, we about to go into halftime already. Man, the score is 14-14. You rocking with Coach Lee. Four quarters with Coach Lee. Again, in the 5-minute drive in the fourth quarter, I'm looking for you, those callers, to call in with questions. You know, hey, ideas, whatever you want. Hey, throw them out there. I'm going to give it to you straight. You can call in at 347-826-7278. Once again, 347-826-7278. 7-8. Back to our sponsors because it's halftime.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Like they said, pick Enterprise. Why? Because they'll pick you up. They'll pick you up. And now for our other national sponsor.
Buy us beer. Walk through closet doors and roll all over Coliseum floors. I play on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid. And I was on speakers. I did speak. I wore my sneakers, but I'm not a thief. My genius understand others were in there. We're fighting it. I told you look for man. My genius in D close as can be. We make the mean team. My genius and me. We get around together. We got forever and we won't be mad.
Yeah, my Adidas, boy, you guys just don't know. The group that sing that song, Run DMC, changed the whole nation in the shoe company industry. Why? Because of that song, My Adidas. They went out there and did concerts, and everybody in that concert was wearing Adidas shoes, Adidas shirts, Adidas hats, Adidas whatever. You know why? They created a movement, and that's what we have to create here in women's tackle football, is a movement. You got to get these products that want to, you know, support us. But you got to show them that you got buying power. And that's what Run DMC did with that song. They showed America that the urban community has buying power. And now that's why you got all these fancy clotheslines, all because of that back in 84, yo. That's just a little history lesson. But anyway, hey, you rocking it with Coach Lee, four quarters with Coach Lee. You know, we doing our thing. We just had a halftime break. I just chewed out my players because we should be up 28-14. But no, nah, we threw an interception. We missed tackles. We did all those things. You know what it's all about. If you're in the locker room at halftime, you know what the coach is going through. You know that they hitting the lockers. They're banging. They're yelling. They chewing people out. That's the feeling of football. That's what it's all about, to take that emotion, build it all up, and then let it all out on the football field. But we're rocking it right now in the third quarter with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. You can reach me at 347-826-7278. We also got a chat room. You know, I'm checking out the chat right now. And, hey, we just doing our thing. So let's continue to move forward here in the third quarter. Third quarter, you know, our purpose – and the purpose of the Women's Tackle Football Group Board. What is the purpose? And I've been asked that. I've been emailed by several people. We got over 1,050 members on that site. And I get nothing but love from everybody on there for creating this situation. Well, let me tell you what it is first. Women's Tackle Football Group.neen.com is the one place where all women football players, coaches, owners, leads can come and talk it up. And, you know, and we don't discriminate from any league, any team, a fan, whatever. But we got to come to one place in order to dialogue and talk to each other without having all these restrictions. You know, it's terrible to have so many restrictions when you're so young and you can't even go out and, you know, bump your elbows a little bit. But the board was created just for that, for you to voice your opinion, to put a face to your opinion. Because if you recall, a lot of these networking boards were you just make up a name and you can say whatever the heck you want, and you wasn't accountable. But this NING board makes you accountable, you know, because it's your face on there. It's your team affiliation that you're with up there. So you don't want to embarrass your team with some BS nonsense, you know. You're going to come real, you know, and if you want to voice your opinion, it's all great on there. You know, don't be afraid to voice your opinion. That's the only way we're going to learn. If everybody is quiet, then we ain't moving nowhere. But that's what the Tackle Football Group Board is all about. It's one place that all the fans can come in and can type up their favorite football player, be it a showgirl, be it a link, be it a diamond, be it a passion, be it a force, be it a whatever, Barracuda fan, I don't care. The bottom line is, if that's your favorite player, you got an opportunity to be in touch with that player. Something that the NFL players aren't able to do because they make too much money, yo. They don't want to be in with the fans. You know, they only talk to the fans after their career is over with because they still want that starism, as I call it. You know, want to be in the light. But see, with you guys, we this is a grassroots movement. And with grassroots, hey, you got to get down to the rooty roots. You know what I'm saying? You got to get all the way down into the ground in order for, you know, our fans to believe in us and want to continue to stay with us. So, again, we are always trying to make sure that our fans are happy, that our players are happy, and all those other good things. You know, what is the goal of the network board? Well, the goal of the network board is simple: to create a community, to create a family, to create a village of people who have the same interest, which is women's football. This site has not only covered the United States, but we got women from all over the world on this site that play football. It's another way to dialogue with others in different languages that have the same common goal, and that's to play football. And possibly get them over here, or possibly us go over there. Who knows what's going to come out of this thing? But the fact is, it's a community, it's a village, it's a place where people have common goals, and that's football, and we can talk football, we can learn football. Because to be honest, and that's who I am, ladies, you guys are about 20 years behind times. You know, unfortunately, the reason why? Because you didn't have an opportunity to play, you know, point blank. It's not that you didn't want to play, you didn't have an opportunity to play. So now you're in your mid-20s, early 30s, some of us is in our early 40s. In mid-40s, you know, just to live and have that opportunity to play is what we're shooting for. But you got to catch the game up. You got to get your speed going. You got to do the things that are needed to get better and to improve. And I'll add on that to at another show, okay? And that's talking about the football camp and all the other good stuff. Because of all the people that play football, you listening right now, you need it, point blank. If I'm a 15-year-old football player trying to get a scholarship, I'm doing everything that I can to get better to get that scholarship. If I'm a 21-year-old senior in college trying to make it to the NFL, I'm doing everything that I can to make it to the NFL. Why? Because I want to play in the best product league that there is. I want to be the best that I can be. So, again, that's what this Ning board is all about. It's about tutoring yourself. Myself, Coach Evans, Coach Ring, I know I'm dropping up some names and I forgot, Coach Bartley, everybody is going through. We're finding videos. We're popping them up there. We're talking. We chit-chatting. How do you do this? How you do that? Some of you guys out there are shy. And in this world, you can't be shy if you want to get better or you want to get something that you want. You can't be shy. Shy ain't going to get it. So, again, get on the Ning board. Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com. Pick up, join a group, find out what's going on in promotions, find out what's going on football, find out what the quarterbacks are doing, what kind of drills can you do to get better as a quarterback. Because, again, going back to as a fan, I want to see the best football that I can possibly see. In order to do that, you got to improve, and that's what the Ning board is all about. Also, on the Ning board, there's many topics of discussion. Let's see, from what's going on to how do you work out here, how do you work out there. You can ask the refs questions. We got 4 refs on here that, you know, if you ask a question, hey, they're going to get back to you. You know, we got some people asking what's their favorite part of playing football. We even got a pick'em contest at femaletacklefootball.com. We talk about schedules. We talk about what else? What's new? You know, what kind of websites you should be developing? What should be talked about? We got over 3,000 action shot pictures on there. We have 80 films on teams and discussions about women's football and things that are covered with women's football from the news to those who've been on TV. You know, a hot discussion is pro or not. You know, What are we calling ourselves? You know, you need to get in on that topic. You need to talk about it, because we're not going to come to a conclusion until everybody has some kind of discussion, open discussion. You know, there's no disrespect on there, none at all. It's your opinion, and you have the right to express your opinion. We all adults. Matter of fact, the legal age to be in any league is 18, so we are adults. So get on there, talk about things, and, you know, express yourself. That's the only way people are going to be able to know what's going on, and we can come to some conclusions on how things are going, how things are looked upon. You know, another hot topic out on there was, you know, how many women football teams have you coached or played on? Because a lot of us have been on several teams, because teams are, you know, are coming up like I change my draws every day. There's a new team that's coming and a new team that's leaving. And so we've had to play on three or four teams. Well, hell, I had to play in, this is my third league in 4 years. You know, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Because, again, if I'm trying to find my ultimate soulmate, I'm not going to rely on the first girl that I meet that she's my soulmate. You know, I probably had 6, 7, 8, 10 girlfriends in between, you know, the proper age of having a girlfriend up until I got married. You know, then you have the one. And that's the same thing with league hoppers. There's teams out there that are called league hoppers. But you know what? You got to find the right fit for you. You got to find the right team for you. You got to find the right position for you. So it's nothing wrong with that. But getting back to the Ning board, I mean, team records. Let's see what they have done. You know, there's a topic out there by Coach O'Boyle talking about team records. You know, do we keep adequate records for our team? That had me go back, and I had to go back to 2006 and start accumulating all the rushing yards that one individual had, how many tackles. Because, again, if we're calling ourselves the best, if we're calling ourselves, and I'm going to put this in quotes, professional, then we need to do the things to make us professional, even if we're not paying our players. But we got to do all the things that are professional, from our website to everything. You know, we had Dr. Armstrong on here with topics. We had, you know, should players get paid or not get paid? You know, are we exploiting players? Well, if you look at the NFL when it first started, hey, they got paid little to nothing, similar to what the women are going through today. It wasn't until the late 80s that the players started getting paid, you know. $100,000 contract, matter of fact, what's my man name? Joe Namath signed the highest paid contract in a five-year period, $400,000 to play for the Jets back in 1967. That's not even a signing bonus nowadays, $400,000. These cats are making, you know, somebody just signed for $105 million. But again, these are the topics and things that we talk about on the Ning board. And it's very important that when you get on a Ning board, hey, get your picture up there. We want to know who you are. We want to know what you do. You know, we want to get to know you. Represent your team. Again, going back to quarter number two, you got to be excited about what you're doing. You got to represent where you're from. You got to talk about where you at. You know, it's not all about just because you won a championship, you can talk smack. You know what? I talk smack all the time, win or lose. That's just part of the game. You know, be the best that you can be. And that's what the Ning board is all about. We want to have one place where people can come to and express themselves, put up their pictures, talk about this, and improve, and use it as a coaching tool. That's what the Ning board is about. And woo, we are finished with quarter number three. And we got banked up a little bit there. I think the team came back. Now the fictitious score is, what, 28-28? Because we didn't score. We didn't come out of halftime, you know, fighting. You know, we came a little passive because we felt that we had a two-touchdown league and we good. You know, some of us coaches, you know, we try to get on you. You know, when you get them, step on their neck. That's a nice way to say it. Step on their neck. Let them know that they're not getting back in this game. They got back in. So let's move back. You know what we got right now. Commercial break!
Buy a beer. Walk through concrete doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. Half seven on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid. And out of the speakers.
that. My Adidas, hey, again, we got that under wraps. We got that locked up. Adidas is willing to support women's football, but are you willing to support Adidas? We get more information on the Ning board. If you go to the Ning board, you can find out more about it. We're talking about 40 and 50% off of catalog prices that Adidas has offered all women football players, all women football coaches, all teams, all owners, and fans. Take advantage of it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
You heard them. They said they'll pick you up. Yes, that's Enterprise Rent-A-Car. And guess what? They are willing to jump on board with women's football. Why? Because I talked to them. That's why. I talked to them and let them know. I know what they want. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. And you guys know that each one of your teams out there rent vans to go to games. Why not have 80 teams under one roof getting a heck of a deal on vans and moving forward? They provide banners and all that other good stuff. But see, you got to know how to go and approach these companies. You know, the leagues need to know how to approach these companies. These are the ways and things that we need to talk about. That's why we got to have a women's football camp. That's why we have to have a women's. Uh-oh, was that me? Watch out. I think I hit the button. But anyway, that's why we have to do those things. Because we have to have partners. We need partners to survive. You know, if I can get a van for, you know, $59 a day, unlimited miles, why can't I pass that on to my other colleagues and spread it across the nation? Because we all in the same boat. We all struggling to get to the next place. You know, vans aren't totally safe compared, but it's safer than, you know, everybody following in each other's car. Again, that's not professional. You want to come as a team. Some of us can't afford charter buses. But you know what? We try our best to do what we have to do. But if you can get a rent-a-car company, if you can get, you know, a busing company to want to put on the information and have you guys use their vehicles, then let's do it. You know, that's what it's all about. And that's why I'm bringing you these commercials. Why? Because I'm telling them that there's 6,000 football players here in the United States. There's another 1,200 coaches. There's 80 teams out there. So that's why I'm presenting this way. This is why I'm doing it the way I do it. This is me, Coach Lee. You're four quarters with Coach Lee, and we're running to about the seven. We got about seven more minutes before the five-minute drive where I'll be expecting and hoping. You know, like I said, hey, I do what I do. Just like Ray Charles say, we do what it do, baby. We do what it do, you know. But you can call in at 347-826-7278. Once again, that's 347-826-7278. Next week, guest, I will have Coach Harvey Hyde, who claimed to fame, or how I like to put it is, he Icky and Randall Cunningham his way through college. He was the coach of the UNLV Running Rebels back in the early 80s. He coached Icky Woods and Randall Cunningham back then. He had an engagement today where he was actually on the airplane during this time. And I will be on his national talk show tomorrow. But he will definitely be my guest for next week. We have other guests coming up. We have George Maulu, who's part of the NFL Elite Camp, talking about the importance of camps and why they exist, and how you can improve yourself by attending camps. And speaking of camps, hey, we're doing our thing for 2009. Our goal is to, we listen to our fans, and our fans ask us to say, hey, kid, you know, it's tough times. Can you do a camp closer to me, you know, in my city, my town? And we're putting together a nice 32-city camp that we're going to be taking place. It's going to take place starting in late August, and it will go all the way to October. We plan on having a national camp and conference here in Vegas on June 7th through the 11th of 2010. So start putting your pennies to the side so you can come out and find out what it's all about. We're talking about marketing. We're talking about coaching. We're talking about everything, sponsors, everything. It's lined up. It's ready to go. You know, you ain't got to be a believer. You just going to miss out. And that's the bottom line because, hey, I'm about making it happen. That's my middle name, Coach Lee, make it happen. That's what I'm all about. You know, part of these shows kind of got created a little bit because I started a show called, you know, River City Bowl game. I forgot all about that. And we did a live coverage with BJ, and we were the first team to do it. You know, I said, hey, let's go have some fun with it. Let me get on the air. Hey, you know what? We're going to give you an inside the huddle thing. And BJ and ladies at Women's Football Talk ran with it and created some great shows. Again, I'm not used to being in the forefront. I'm used to being in the back. I'm an executive producer. I am a producer. I am not one who likes to get on the mic. But as you can see, I can get on the mic. I can do what I do on the microphone. I can talk. You know, my girls with the show girls, they call me Coach Longwind because I just keep on talking and talking and talking. Practice was over 30 minutes ago, and I'm still talking. So they call me Big Coach Longwind, but that's all good and okay. And we're coming up to the five-minute drive. BJ, is there anybody on the line that want to propose a question or throw out a comment? Okay, that gave me time to get a little water, but that's great. That's lovely. So I guess I keep on talking about the women's football camp because that's what it's all about, you guys. My true heart and desire is to make sure that women's football is here for my daughter. My daughter's 10. She loves her some football. And, you know, I got to keep on moving and keep on shaking and baking because she wants that same opportunity 8 years from now to be able to say that, hey, my dad was part of this movement, and now I get to play. So I'm going to make sure that I do the best that I can to make sure that women's football exists and that the product gets better and better and better. We just have, you know, on our team right now, I know I want to take it away from me, myself, and I and the showgirls because that's not what this show is about. This show is about women's football and what we can do, you know, and what happens through four quarters of football. But, you know, I got to give props where props is due. I have a young lady named Nikki Johnson, 18-year-old rookie on our football team, still in high school, still got two more months before she graduates high school. She's employed by the NFL as an ambassador of girls flag football. Her mission is to attain flag football in high school for girls nationwide. And we teamed up here in Las Vegas, Clark County School District, to put this together. And I know BJ and ladies at Women's Football Talk have worked tremendously and hard on getting teams out there to donate $25 per team. Hell, that would have been $2,500 if there's 100 teams out there. That's not asking of much. But that's the type of movement that we got to get behind teams. We got to get behind people like that. We got to get behind people that got connections to get us to the next level. We got somebody who's employed by the NFL, National Football League, and we couldn't come out of pocket for $25 to help a cause, and it's probably because you don't like me, but that's fine. But it's not about me. It's about the movement and understand the movement, and a lot of you guys have never been in the movement. You know, again, if the median age is, what, 30? 32, 33 years old, you ain't been in the movement. You don't know what a movement is all about. You know, if you grew up in the 60s, you know what a movement's about. You grew up in the 70s, you know what a movement's about. Did you know in 71, up until that point, girls didn't have equal access to sports? And still to this day, they don't have equal access to sports. But who's going to be the trendsetters? Who's going to be the leaders? Who's going to be the ones that put it out there and say, hey, I'm going to step up. I'm going to step my game up and speak on behalf of all girls who want to play sports. Yes, you are a trendsetter by plan. But if you don't speak up, if you don't say nothing, if you don't challenge the system, if you don't challenge yourself, you don't challenge your team, you don't challenge your owner, if you don't challenge your leagues, you are not doing what you're supposed to do. And I know, BJ, and I know that women's football talk challenged all the teams. And guess what, y'all? We failed. We got a big F, fat F, because I talked to the owner, I mean, not the owner, but the organizers of the league, and they haven't received nada, nothing, nunca, outside of Las Vegas, which is fine and dandy. But imagine what could have happened if we all just stepped up and put up $25. Hell, we could have did $25 each as individual players to make sure that this is a sanctioned sport, to make sure that these girls here in the state of Nevada are playing, to be the third state in the United States to sanction girls flag football as a varsity sport. Alaska has it. Florida has it. But nobody else has it. So you got to get in a movement. You got to get behind a movement. And that's what Four Quarters with Coach Lee is all about. It's about the movement, baby. That's what it's all about. We shaking, we baking, we throwing it long, we running sweeps, we running up the middle. On defense, we tagging, we lagging, we hitting. You know what I'm saying? We laying you out, making you have snot bubbles. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here with Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And we're going to go through this every week, each and every week. I will make every attempt to make sure that this is being done every week. We will have special guests. You want to be a guest? Hit me up on an email, LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. Hey, if you want to talk, talk it up. Let's do it. We can do our thing. And we're about to wrap this up because we got about 1 minute. And you know what? For the first show, this wasn't bad. You know, I drank about a half a gallon of water because, man, I ain't never talked this long, you know. But time goes by so fast when you're having so much fun. So I want you to make sure you tune in next week. Tune in every week. You know, grab a friend. Tell a friend. You know, download it on the iPod, you know, or whatever, however you download these things. Do what you got to do. Get people here in the game with Four Quarters with Coach Lee. That's how it goes. That's how it is. And we're going to make it be what it be. So, once again, you're in Four Quarters with Coach Lee. I can always be reached online at LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. I know it's late on the East Coast. It's rolling up on 11 o'clock. Here on the West Coast, it's 8 o'clock. I don't know what the score of the North Carolina and Michigan State game is, but you know what? I don't care because I'm here, right here, Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Peace.